Cyberspace devotee all the way in Nepal, ask the question. Please clarify, Gurudeva, you've said, in order to release the Shakti from the wife, give her all that she needs, all that she wants. Wife abuse in the world today is a modern sport. And yet, when a young lady marries, she thinks she's going to be the exception of it all. The Shakti coming from the spouse through the husband's nerve system makes him attractive. People want to be with him, buy from him, deal with him, be near him. It's well known that a woman has 84 ways of managing this Shakti to make her husband successful in the exterior world. But one harsh word can turn this Shakti off. It's like a light switch. You can turn it on, you can turn it off. It's also well known that when the Shakti is turned off or pulled in from the husband and is no longer flowing through him, she has 84 ways of slowly destroying him, making him unsuccessful, unhealthy, unhappy, tearing him apart on the inside. And so, in Nepal, when you married your wife, you gave her everything she needed and everything she wanted, and her happiness filled and thrilled your being. She will be reasonable. She won't ask for much. She knows the family's means and your ability to give, your finances and all. But it's how you fulfill those needs and those requests. That's the important thing. We asked one lady to make a list of everything she needed and everything she wanted. And she said, I have everything that I need. He's very kind in that way. But the one thing I want is for him to come home for dinner. He changed his habit pattern, starting to come home for dinner. His business began to flourish. He was happy. Became a community leader because her Shakti was flowed through him. It was not inhibited in any way. Give the list to me on email and we'll look it over. And maybe you'll change the way people live in Nepal.